With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Yesterday, Republicans in the U.S. House Science Committee held a hearing titled Making EPA Great Again. It was for a bill that, ironically enough, would hobble the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency by limiting its ability to use scientific data to create new regulations. Last week, U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida went further, introducing legislation that would, quote, terminate EPA, an agency that, over the last half century, has saved more than 13 million American lives by reducing air pollution that triggers lung disease and heart attacks. Along the same lines, President Trump signed an executive order calling for a rollback in all kinds of regulations, from environmental to financial.
This week, we also took significant action to roll back the massive regulation that is devastating our economy and crippling American companies and jobs. That's why I've issued a new executive order to create a permanent structure of regulatory reduction. This order requires that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must, and I mean must, be eliminated. It's out of control.
Okay, let's break that statement down to examine the factual accuracy of the argument that is being used to dismantle America's clean air and water protections. First, Trump and his congressional allies claim that President Obama's environmental regulations were job killers, in particular, that they bankrupted oil and gas and coal companies. If Obama was trying to kill the oil and gas industry with new regulations, he failed badly because drilling increased dramatically during his administration. Driven by innovations in hydraulic fracturing, which Obama praised, natural gas production in the U.S. jumped 34% from 2008 to 2015, according to the Energy Information Administration. During this boom, America became the number one natural gas producer in the world. U.S. oil production nearly doubled. That's hardly evidence of an industry, to use Trump's words, devastated and crippled by an out-of-control EPA. Some oil and gas and coal companies did go bankrupt, but the evidence shows these failures were caused by the excesses of the industry itself. It drilled so many wells and produced such an overabundance of gas that prices plummeted, making drilling less profitable and coal-fired power plants less competitive and economically viable. Job-killing political rhetoric aside, the big picture is that decades of research by economists has documented that there is no evidence that environmental regulations kill jobs. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that only about 0.2% of layoffs are caused by government regulations of any kind, including environmental regulations. Layoffs are far more often caused by lower overseas labor costs, advances in technology, and changes in ownership, including corporate buyouts. The inconvenient truth for Republicans is that environmental regulations, more often than not, create jobs. Why? Because regulations require the construction of sewage treatment plants, sewer lines, air pollution control systems, and other upgrades. Companies are forced to pay American construction workers and engineers to improve their plants, instead of wasting money on inflated CEO salaries. Investors and corporate boards may cheer the drive for deregulation by Trump and his congressional allies, because it may provide a few percentage points more profit for investors. But the real victims will be the Trump voters, who will choke on the pollution unleashed by the killing of EPA. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.